Esther? What? What's the matter? No, he's not, but he'll be there this afternoon. Why don't you come a hello? Hey, Papa, Aunt Esther just called.
Well, I hope she called from Mars.
Hey, man, can't you ever be serious? She sounded strange over the phone.
She is strange.
Something's got to be wrong, Pop. She's on her way over here.
I thought I heard some hoofbeats.
She and Woody are coming over here. Look, Pop, try and be a little nice to Aunt Esther. I mean, you know, she's got that whiplash, and that's very painful.
Say, how'd she get that anyway?
Well, she was sitting in the back of Uncle Woody's truck, and she got hit from the rear.
Well, how could you tell? Both ends look the same to me.
I tell you, Pop, I'm worried about her, man. I never heard her talk this way, and I couldn't tell what was wrong with over the phone.
Well, I wouldn't worry, sir. It might be just the results and the reaction of her yearly rabies shots.
Would you stop it? That's probably her now. Now, Pop, try to be nice to her.
All right, get the dough.
Hello, Aunt Esther.
Hello, Lamont.
Hey, Uncle Woody.
Oh, that's all right, Lamont. I'll pull my arm.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Woody.
Hello, Fred Sanford, and how are you today?
Fine up to now.
Will you stop that?
Okay, okay. I'm quite fine, Esther. And may I lie and say how nice it is to see you?
How's your neck, Aunt Esther?
It's much better, thank you. May I sit down?
Certainly, I pushed the couch out on the freeway.
Never mind him. Sit down here and make yourself comfortable.
Thank you, Lamont.
You're welcome.
You're a nice nephew.
I know.
And you make a nice cousin.
What?
Tell him, Woodrow.
You tell him, Esther. It was your idea.
But you went along with it.
Well, because you insisted.
But you gave in.
Because you would have killed me.
All right, Daddy.
Daddy?
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 No, you don't mean. I mean, you couldn't mean.
Ugly.
You do?
Woodrow and I are gonna have a baby. Hey.
Well, somebody better call the zoo.
Would you stop?
That's all right, Lamont. Just leave him alone. Because, honey, ain't nothing he can say or do to dampen my spirits. I am going to be a mother.
Thanks.
Watch it suffer.
And congratulations, Uncle Woody.
Thank you, Lamont.
Huh?
This calls for a drink.
Congratulations, Aunt Esther.
Thank you, baby.
If she's going to have a baby, you better call for a veterinarian.
What's the matter with you, Pop? How can you be so cruel, Aunt Esther and Uncle Woody, on the happiest day of their life?
Because they're both too old and too ugly to have a baby.
You don't know nothing about babies.
Who? Fred G. Sanford? The G stands for Goo Goo Gaga. And gynecologist.
Well, it just so happened, Mr. Fred G. Sanford, that we're not going to have this baby the way you had Lamont.
You going to have this baby on purpose? I'm sorry, son. I mean, I never regretted it.
Thanks loads.
You see, Fred, what Esther means is we're going to adopt our child.
That's just what I mean.
Hey, adopting. Now, I think that's wonderful.
I do, too. I'll drink to that.
You drink to ingrown toenail.
To an ingrown toenail.
Listen, Esther, let me ask you a question. Why you want this baby anyway?
We need one.
You need one? Why?
Because we have a conscience, Fred. We have a home and a business, and no one to give it to when we pass on.
Well, give it to me and pass on.
I understand perfectly, Aunt Esther.
I knew you would, Lamont.
Aren't you too old to start with a little baby?
Of course we are, Fred, and we're not going to adopt a little baby. We're going to adopt a teenager.
Do you know there are hundreds of orphan youngsters in this state that nobody wants?
And do you know there are two adults in my living room that nobody wants?
What's the matter with you? Can't you see that what Uncle Woody and Aunt Esther are doing is a wonderful thing?
Yes, it's wonderful, son. They're taking a child out the asphalt jungle and putting him in lion country safari.
Now, listen, Fred. You know, you really begin to get on my nerves now. Now, I've sat here and listened to you insult my wife long enough. So I'm going to be waiting right outside where I don't have to hear.
Exactly what can we do for you, Aunt Esther?
The adoption agency wants to know if we can provide for our new child. And I would like to know if you would be willing to guarantee that no matter what, there will always be food in his mouth and a roof over his head.
You got it, Aunt Esther. No matter what we have, it's yours.
Now, wait a minute, Lamont. Don't be so rushing, though, man. Don't do that. Not so fast.
What's the matter, Fred? Don't you agree with Lamont?
I don't have to agree with him. What he does with his half of the empire is his business. What I do with my 90% is my business.
I wouldn't want your 90% anyway. Thank you, Lamont.
You're welcome, Aunt Esther. So when do you get the child?
Well, we've been to the initial meetings, and now we have to go through the medical examination. And what is ha-ha supposed to mean?
It means that if you have to take a physical, then you're going to have trouble adopting the baby.
Why?
Because they don't let criminals adopt babies.
Who are you calling a criminal? I'm no criminal.
Not now. But if you're going to take a physical, you're going to have to take your clothes off. And if you take your clothes off, that's criminal. Wait a minute. See, you taking your clothes off, that would be first-degree ugliness with malice aforethought and attempt to cause blindness.
You old fish-eyed fool.
You old fat fish.
Don't you come to me.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, son. Hey, look, I got these flowers for you. Now, don't be mad with me.
Hey, Pop, I'm not mad at you for the way you treat me. I'm mad at you for the way you treat Aunt Esther. When you give her some flowers, I won't be mad at you no more.
Well, when I give her flowers, you know that I'm going mad.
You see, there you go again. Now, what could Aunt Esther possibly done to you to make you hate her all these years?
In the first place, she never liked me. Then in the second place, she opposed my marriage to your mother. And in the third place, she didn't like me after the wedding. And in all the other places, she's just too ugly.
You're impossible, you know that. Hello? Oh, hi, Aunt Esther. What? Oh, no.
What?
Oh, that's terrible.
What?
I'm sorry to hear that.
What? What?
He will, Aunt Esther. He will.
Who?
Oh, come on, don't stop crying, okay?
Yeah, stop crying. What am I gonna do?
Wait a minute now, Esther. Now, don't do anything terrible.
No, don't do it, Esther. Don't do it. I'll do what, son?
Pop will do it. You'll do it. Just say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You hear that? Okay, now just relax, Aunt Esther. We'll be right over there. Great. Now, come on, let's
go. Well, what am I gonna do?
You did a great thing over there on the phone just now.
Tell me what's happening.
You're gonna have to be Aunt Esther's husband.
Did you say Aunt Esther's husband?
Right.
You must be out of your mind.
Why? Just why in the world, why on earth did you pick this day to get drunk?
I didn't pick this day, Esther. This day just came along. Here I am. Bum.
Oh, Woodrow, what am I gonna do?
I'm sorry, Esther. I really am. I just thought a little whiskey would calm my nerves. No. Whiskey, not Wixie. See, I said Wixie. I meant whiskey. See, there's a big difference between Wixie and whiskey. You see?
Oh, shut up, Woodrow.
That explains it. Thank you, Esther.
Esther.
Shh.
What?
Somebody's calling you.
Is calling me.
Yes, they are. I just heard somebody shout, Esther, Esther.
That was me shouting, Esther, Esther.
See, there it goes again.
I'll get it.
You'll get it?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Get what?
Get the door.
We got a door.
Someone's at the door, fool.
You see, I told you someone was calling you.
I told you that was me.
Oh, then that's probably you at the door.
Oh, Woodrow, you a hopeless case.
Why don't I tell you to go away?
Okay, I'm listening.
How is he?
Still drunk.
Well, I'm a genius.
Oh, Brad. Hey, Ma.
How much did he have to drink?
A bottle in a half an hour.
How can you drink a bottle in a half hour?
You got a bottle in a half hour, and I'll show you.
He got all nervous because the adoption lady was coming over and got drunk.
What's she coming over here for?
To see if we have proper environment to bring up a child.
Well, call him up, son, and stop him.
Why?
Undoubtedly, this is not the proper environment. Look here. A boozer and a loser.
Oh, Principal! Oh.
You see what you did?
Well, I... Hey, Woody, maybe you can... All right. How can I help you?
Oh, do you mean it, sir?
Oh, don't do that, Esther. Don't touch me. I don't be doing all that stuff. I ain't had my swine flu shot yet.
Oh, Fred, I don't know how I can thank you.
I'll tell you, just try shaving.
Look, Pop, this is what you and Aunt Esther have to do. Now,
no,
first of all,
tell
now,
you
wait
what
a
to
second.
Do. I ain't gonna wait.
Hey, Pop, you and Aunt Esther better hurry up and get in here.
I'll be hurrying. Put that right there.
Okay, you both ready?
Yeah, we ready.
Okay, now, Pop, now you have to remember, you have to act as if you're a happily married couple.
I know.
And, Pop, you gotta act like you're the man of the house.
I know.
And like you love Aunt Esther.
I think I'm gonna throw up.
You promised Fred Sanford.
I know.
There they are now. Look. Now, Pop, you get the door, and I'm gonna go in here and stay in the bedroom with Uncle Woody. No matter what you do, don't let him come in the bedroom.
Right.
Okay?
Coming!
How do you do?
Well, how do you do? I'm Mrs. Sherman of the Adoption Agency.
Oh, how nice. I'm Mrs. Anderson. And this is my beloved husband, Woodrow. Woodrow, meet Mrs. Sherman. Woodrow. Woodrow!
What do you want, answer?
Yes, dear. Shut up, Polly.
I see you have a parrot.
Oh, yes, we thought it'd be nice for the child to have a home with a pet in it.
Oh, I agree with that.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm glad that you agreed with what I agreed on, that you agreed with. And I think it'd give me a privilege to say it later on somewhere and give you a chance to agree with me again.
Yes.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thank you.
A cup of soup?
No.
What would
Can
you
I
like?
Can I get anything for you?
I beg your pardon?
What would you like?
10 on the rock.
Polly want a punch in the beak?
You see, Mrs. Sherman, Woodrow just loves to joke with our parrot.
Yes.
Oh. May I see your bird?
Watch it, Woodrow. You see, Mrs. Sherman, our bird is very shy. And I'm afraid if you look at him, he might become frightened. Then he wouldn't want to meet anyone new like our child.
Well, that's awfully thoughtful of you. You seem very anxious to have this child.
Oh, we are. We think we make wonderful parents.
Well, you just might. You see, Mrs. Anderson, we find the most important thing is for the child to come into a loving home.
Oh, this is the most loving home. Oh, yes, it is. Isn't it, Poopsie Whoopsie?
I think I'm a whoopsie all over my poopsie.
That is cute. You two really are cute. And this place seems so homey. Will you show me around?
Why, of course. Now, this room, by the way, is the living room. And that room is where Poopsie and I sleep. But if you say we can have the child, we're gonna get a pull-out bed and put in here for us and go get the child our bedroom.
Now, that's wonderful. You know, I just can't imagine why you shouldn't be allowed to adopt a child. Show me the room where the child will be sleeping.
Oh, wait a minute. The parrot is in there.
But the parrot isn't more important than the child, right?
Why, no, of course, but,
Good day, madam, and thank you for dropping in.
Oh, I see you met my parrot.
One of you would like to explain what's going on here?
Well,
see,
when I was
in
town, I came out.
Are you feeling better, Mr. Anderson?
Oh, yes, thank you. I just have a slight headache.
It'll pass shortly, dear.
You really think so, Esther?
I know so. Because just as soon as Mrs. Sherman leaves, I'm going to knock your head off.
Now, don't be so upset with him, Mrs. Anderson. You know, I really can understand just how trying this was for both of you.
So what happens now?
Well, what I do is go back to my office and write a report on this meeting. And then decide whether or not you should adopt this child.
Well, you know, Mrs. Sherman, Uncle Woody isn't drunk all the time, is he, Pop?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. He just does it more for medicinal purposes, like the curious thirst.
Oh, Fred.
Fred, nothing. As important as it is for you to have a child, it's just as important for the child to have a good home. And I'm not gonna lie for you and nobody else and mess up a child's life.
You know, Pop, you sound serious.
I don't know a lot about a lot of things, but I know the most important thing in the world is to have good parents.
That's very true, Mr. Sanford.
I know it. I mean, you should see the home that I prepared for my son. a palace.
Yeah, you must come over sometime, and I'll sort through the junk and show it to you.
Listen, son, junk doesn't ruin a home, just like expensive furniture doesn't make a home. What makes a home is nice, sober parents. That makes a home, no matter how ugly the wife is.
Watch it, Fred Sanford.
Listen, Esther, I know you'd make a good mother, and Woody would make a good father if he stopped drinking. If I was you, Mrs. Sherman, I'd come back in a while and see how he's doing. Then I'd give them the best child that you got. I mean that.
Sanford, I love you.
Don't try to kiss me. That's the last thing I need is a terminal hiccup.
Hey, Pop, you want to get that?
What do you think I'm doing? Somebody left an ape out on the doorstep.
Hey, how'd it go on, Esther?
As Woodrow.
How'd it go, Uncle Woody?
Well, Mrs. Sherman came back again today just like she promised. Oh, by the way, aren't you going to offer me a drink?
Would you care for a drink?
No, thank you. I don't drink anymore. I'm soon to be a father, you know. Come, Esther. Let's hurry before the toy store closes.
Hey, wait a minute. You mean to tell me they're gonna let you have a child?
Yes, and thank you. Thank you both. Come on, baby.
Hey, Pop, you're crying.
Of course I'm crying, dummy.
I think it's beautiful, man. Uncle Woody stopped drinking, and now he and Aunt Esther are gonna have a child. I think it's beautiful.
Beautiful is tragic. That poor man got to look at that ugly face for the rest of his life. Sober. Yes, yes. My, that is interesting. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
What's interesting, Pop?
Well, I was just checking with the adoption agency, son, and it's true. Everyone wants to adopt a newborn baby, but very few of them want to adopt the older youngsters.
Yeah, I know. There's a 5-year wait for a newborn baby, but for an older child, it doesn't take as long, but nobody wants to adopt an older child.
I know it. And there are thousands of homes in this city that can provide a beautiful, comfortable way of life for them.
I'm hip.
Give them love and warmth and understanding. And that's what they really need.
I'm hip.
So I want you to know that I added our names to the list.
To adopt a child?
No, to be adopted.
Look at those lovebirds. Make that Goonie Birds. Who let them out of their cage? Join us next week when Esther, Woody, Lamont, and I meet their new son. Mm-hmm.